You're not making it to the repeater. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 6 Skyler Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerac.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. Good evening.
KC2FMK, good evening. The handle here is Jeff. If I can get your handle, that'd be great. And what's going on tonight?
All right, good evening, Jeff. This handle here is Joe. We just come up today back to camp, open up a little bit. We're upgrading some of the lighting in the cabin here. It's LED, so it's trying to save on a little electricity here. But, yeah, beautiful day out there. We had a good ride up here. No traffic on the thruway. We did see a couple deer that got clobbered, so we see more deer on the side of the road than we see in the woods. But especially after you go hunting, it's depressing. But... Other than that, we had a good day today, and we're just opening up here again, getting ready for the winter. Back to you.
All right, Joe. Yeah, I hear you with the LEDs there. That's what I have in my camp up there. I'm running off the 12 volts up there, battery from the solar panels to the battery bank there, and then I got the LED lights running directly right to the battery, and. Boy, you could run it for a month easy on there, and then batteries not even charging them up. Those LEDs use so little energy. Anyway, well, good luck with the hunting. We've been hunting here quite a bit too. Haven't seen anything since muzzleloading season, but they get moving around here. It's supposed to be an early rut this year, they're saying, and we'll see if that turns out to be true or not. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, Joe, up at camp, and we'll catch up with you guys later. This is KD2AIT. We'll now take calls from other members and guests.
KC2NVU.
KC2WI.
There's 2-0, we'll start with KC2MBU. Hey, good evening, what's going on tonight?
We got 52 degrees up on the hill here. And just turning in for the night.
Alright, well, it sounds like you had a busy day there. And, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Ray. Have a good evening up there on the hill. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, you know, lately your mic has been cutting in and out a bit there, Pete. Sounds like it's getting worse. What's going on tonight?
I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe this radio is going out forward here. Yeah. No. I don't know. I see the meter goes off and on, but it's almost, but it doesn't go in to repeat. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on with it. It's not like it's a push to talk is going away, and since it's FM, a signal should be there even if there's no audio. I don't know. KC2WI is 52 degrees here. If it is something to do with it, I don't get this. I got an idea. Well, okay. I don't looks like it's something like with a mic cord, but it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I've spent the last 4 days or so outside, just trying to hustle along, and you know, with this sort of bonus time, it's really been killing me because I haven't got my inside work done. But I had the opportunity to pick up some wood from the old siding off the Granningham Sellerville Club Groomer Bar, and I went up to the meeting Saturday morning, and they had piles of wood there, putting a new insulation and siding. So I went back up instead of getting my firewood like I planned on Saturday. I went back up there and got a load of planks, and of course it took forever because I had pulled all the nails out. And then I got back here and quickly, you know, it took me 2.5 hours to put it in the trailer and 15 minutes to stack it. And then I went up and I got a cord of firewood and stacked that. And went back and got the second cord. It was dark when I got back, so I didn't stack that. And then Sunday morning I got out after the HFNet there, the North Country Group, and stacked that, and worked on some other things, and then I ran up yesterday and I got another load of the siding, and this morning I started early on putting a floor in my the side of the overhang shed I built on the...
My people, whatever you did there towards the end, your last couple minutes there, they were clear. There was none of that dropping off. So whatever it is you thought you saw there before, I think that might be it, because all your problems ended there. So good luck with it. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT looking for check-in.
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW.
N5AOW, good evening, Bill. What's going on tonight?
Not much. We just got back a little while ago. We took a 2-day trip, just got in the car and went out and drove. We went down towards Pennsylvania, got to, well, they've got a Grand Canyon down there, and it's quite marvelous, really. Went down and looked at that. We hit the shops up in Waterloo. A little bit of shopping there for things for the winter. Enjoyed it. Had a nice day yesterday. Had a fabulous day today. Come back through the mountains and back up again. Made a nice all-around trip, so really enjoyable. Something we needed to do, just get away for a little bit. And you know what that's like. You just got to have a little bit of time away. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. I think I'm ready for a good night's sleep, so I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
All right. Well, yeah, I hear you. It's going to take a little road trip from time to time. Get away. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and you guys have a good evening over there and get some rest. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in.
KB2
is that SV? KB2 is the SV10. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole bunch. Just playing on a computer upstairs. And me and my wife went over to the VFW this afternoon and had they had all kinds of food over there and stuff. So we went over there for a while, and then we come home and she's watching TV and I was playing on a computer.
Good day to be out. I tell you, the weather, you couldn't beat it today. So, good day to go out and go out and about. All right, Tim. Well, thanks for checking in. You and your wife have a good evening there, and good luck on the computer, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
N5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill.
Jeff, I noticed something earlier when Pete was on, a little bit on your voice, not bad, and when Tim was just on, I went from 60.55 to 60.60, and it seemed to clear up a little bit of fringiness to it. And I'm wondering somewhere along the line if there isn't a little bit of frequency change somewhere. I don't know if you've detected it, but I know a gentleman commented, I think it was maybe George or someone the other night when I was doing that, that my transmission seemed a little bit off frequency. And I don't know if you detect that, or if it's something that's within the network itself, but maybe it's worth comment, maybe it's worth checking into, I don't know. So, anyway, that was just a question I had.
Well, I'm not noticing anything on my end, but I'm not very good at noticing those things anyway. I don't know if Pete or Ray want to jump in on that one.
The radio is pistol controlled. I doubt that the repeater is off frequency. It was just checked when it was installed 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and it was right on the money.
Okay, well, that probably answers that, Jeff. I was just curious. I know I noticed just a slight difference, too, but it depends on input signal and transmit signal, I guess, so not really sure. Anyway, just a curiosity. Back to you, Jeff, N5AOW Clear.
All right, well, something to keep in mind. Anyway, with new equipment, it's always good. Maybe at some point we'll check it again and see. I don't know. I'm not very good at that stuff myself. But thanks for the report on that there, Bill. All right. Well, for myself today, I just worked. So not a lot to report. Worked and I did go out for a run. That's right. It was so nice out. I wanted to get one last run in up on the towpath. And boy, it was beautiful. I was out there in shorts and a t-shirt. It was just, I think it was like 65, 70, somewhere in there. It was warm. And it looks like we're going to get some rain and snow here in the next couple days. And but the weekend doesn't look too bad. And Sunday maybe a little snow, but Saturday looks good. Good day for hunting, and hopefully there'll be snow on the ground up there at camp. Give us a little contrast there in the woods. So that's about it for me tonight. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Ice Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Joe, Ray, Pete, Bill, and Tim for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello Ray, thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Try here,
10, excuse me, with a round traffic. Ray, thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. 7-3, see you. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 that is it.